From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
So from my reading, it was Briscoes were better than the Sports. The margins are squeezed, but we still love them overall, don't we?
Pretty much, yeah. So the conflagration continues in the Middle East. And by the way, that release of international strategic reserves hasn't really dropped the price of oil overnight. In fact, this is still very much a headline-driven market. It's going to remain so for a little while, I would say. But as I've said before, Mike, the wheels of commerce domestically do keep turning, don't they? And yeah, yesterday, one of our favourite local retailers released their full year result, which is, of course, Briscoes, as you've said, which has been particularly resilient through all of the challenges faced by retailers in New Zealand over the last couple of years with, you know, consumer sentiment under pressure, the household budgets under pressure. So we always like to highlight the Briscoes result, and they made the net profit after tax $59 million, which is consistent with the previous guidance given by the company. But as you said, it's down 13% on the previous year. Now, that result's been underpinned by record total sales of $799 million. I think listeners will forgive us if we report that as if we round that up to $800 million. That's a nice round number to remember. But here's the thing, Mike. Yeah, it's up. Their sales are up 1% on last year. The profit, though, is 13% lower. And this is what we're seeing is consistent right across the retailing sector, is that margins are under pressure. So gross profit margin, about 39%, but it's 114 basis points lower than the previous year. Now, their homeware sales up 1.4%. They eked out some growth in sporting goods. Rebel Sport up 0.13%. I think they'd be pleased to see their online sales are now 20% of total group sales, so they're sort of successfully transitioning some customers to the online channel. And you do have to mention, right through all of this, they've been investing money in a big new distribution centre out in South Auckland. They've spent $100 million on that, and they get the benefit from the technology and the efficiencies in that going forward. There is evidence here of the impact of this global uncertainty. The board has acknowledged that recent global events are contributing to a more uncertain external outlook. Share price $4.74. Look, it's down from its 2025 highs, Mike, but it's hanging in there,
right.
And it's another solid result.
And helping them along their way, the spending, and we're out there, we're into it.
Well, we are.
Oh, spending, come on.
It's lifting, okay? I keep saying it's not frothy, but it's definitely lifting. So total spending up 4.4% year on year. Last month, that was a 3.5% gain. This is the ANZ card spending data. High frequency, it's timely, it's deep. Most of all, I find the granularity of this data absolutely fascinating. So as I said, total spending through the ANZ card spending network up 4.4%, 0.6% for the month. Key contributing sectors, tourism and retail, there you go. Non-retail trades and goods, there's 24% of the spend there, so it's an important sector. Non-retail services. Now, spending on motor vehicles and fuel fell 4.6%. You might be surprised at that, but remember that's backward-looking where the petrol price was, and that could change going forward. Housing-related spend is a soft spot, Mike. Consumables, 28% of spend, that's a big chunk of your spend. It's up 3.7%. Important to note that food price inflation is higher than that. So we are watching our pennies there. But I don't know what y'all are doing out there with the bakeries. Bakeries are on trend, eh? They're on trend. Everybody loves them, Instagram, all that. They're up 9.8%. Housing durables. Now, this is one thing I find very surprising, Mike. The spend on swimming pools and spas is very strong. What's that all about? Is this the wellness trend? Is everyone getting a
100%. Everyone's got an ice bath. Haven't you got an ice bath? What's the matter with you?
I've got an ice bath.
Well, there you go. What are you saying? You're at the cutting edge of it, for God's sake.
So retail spend, furniture, furnishing and lighting category, well supported. There's a new entrant in there. I can only guess it's IKEA. That's helped them. But growth in renovation type categories is generally soft. It's generally still, hospo though is growing. We are going out. So look, there are flickers of good news in there, but it's still not frothy.
Okay, give me the numbers.
Sure. So the US markets have, they've not really responded to that US CPI figure because I think they're very much now looking at what's it going to be next month. The problem we've got there is the starting point is a little bit higher than the Fed wants to see it. But the Dow Jones overnight is down 347 points, 0.75%, 47,359. The S&P 500 is down 8 points, 0.12, 6,773. And the NASDAQ 22,695. It's down 1 point, so we'll call that flat and go nowhere. FTSE 100 fell 0.9%. 10,318. The Nikkei, 55,000, just over 55,000, up 1.4%. Yesterday's Shanghai Composite gained 0.25%, 4133 the mark there. The Aussies yesterday gained 0.59%, 8743. And the NZX 50 had a 1.5% gain yesterday. Mike, we like that. 198 points, 13,293. Kiwi dollar, 0.5914 on the wholesale markets against the US. 0.8268.
What?
Yeah, that's like a 13, 14
year low. Are you serious?
I'm serious. 0.8268. Don't make this stuff up. I mean, sometimes I'd like to make this stuff up, Mike, but 0.8268. Hopefully the Aussies will come trotting in here in their droves. 0.5111 against the euro, 0.4410 pounds, 93.94 Japanese yen, gold 5175. And as I look right now, Brent crude, $91.46.
Yeah, well, Andrew Keller, Hirshaw and Partners.